107.1 CJCSFM. Good frosty morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. Ryan Herb is here with United Way Perth. You're on with your jacket on. I'm glad to see that.
I know, and I turned the seat warmer on the way over. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness. A nice sunny day, and gosh, we got to Thanksgiving Day weekend fast upon us with lots to be thankful for, including the campaign that is well underway, Ryan.
Yeah, we're so thankful. I mean, in this spirit of time when we're thinking about how we can be thankful, I am thankful for this community, for the people who are here who want to help. We've already raised $687,000, so my goodness, the donors are doing well. We're pacing ahead of last year, and we are going to be able to use this money to address the emergency needs that we have in this community and the long-term solutions that we need to help people.
Well, that's awesome. We haven't even reached Thanksgiving yet. There you go. So we're off and running with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, and certainly off the top on our discussion here, of course, we're going to be talking about the lucky local lucky 50-50 draw and so much more, but let's talk about homelessness in our community with regards to a new proposal that is in the works, Ryan.
That's right. We want to let the community know that leaders have been rallying since the September 8th council meeting, where there was a referral to the Ending Homelessness Committee to look at solutions for the community again. So we've been talking about solutions for a long time, but we're looking at ways we can prioritize some of those items and bring them back to council in the near future. So organizations like the hospital, the Canadian Mental Health Association, city staff in the United Way, and the Council of Churches have been gathering and have a couple more conversations before a proposal comes back. We want the community to know that there is hard work happening and there will be additional solutions coming forward in just a short time.
Okay, and always a good idea in terms of our Stratford Connection Center, getting in touch with items that are in need and that sort of thing.
That's right. We want to remind everyone that we do already have a significant service in this community called the Connection Center. So this is the United Way's Connection Center that's operated by the Canadian Mental Health Association. It's downtown, hosted by our generous hosts at St. Paul's Anglican Church. And we have relationships there through the staff and through city staff with every person who's experiencing homelessness, unsheltered homelessness in this community. So we know who they are, we know what they need, and right now we're looking, of course, for monetary donations to help with the operation of that center. So please give generously to the United Way campaign. Without the campaign reaching its goal, we can't keep that place open. We also want everybody to know that currently we're collecting gently used winter coats and boots, weather-resistant gloves, hand warmers, hats, and scarves. And so you can drop off those practical items between 9 and noon on Monday to Friday right at the Connection Center. And so that's at 9 Duro Street, St. Paul's Anglican Church. And so if it is not on the list on their Facebook page, don't drop it off. Yeah. They don't need it. And so sometimes there's others that are trying to do good in the community that are asking for other items. And we want to say, please just look on their Facebook page and bring there what they need.
Okay, and so great to have the Stratford Connection Center certainly as part of our community with the United Way of Perth Huron. Okay, Ryan, we talked about it. If you're feeling lucky, get yourself a ticket.
That's right. Yeah, now's the time. 50-50 draw. Tickets are still available until October 31st. 1 for $5, 3 for $10, 10 for $20, 50 for $50. That sounds like a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. You must be 18 to buy the tickets or older, and please look at the rules of play on our website where you can also purchase the lucky local tickets.
That's right. And that's only until October 31st.
There that's you right. Go. So right. That's right. You got to hurry now.
That's right. Absolutely.
Jackpot's growing.
There you go. And let's talk about, again, as open is the United Way Youth and Action Grants. What's this all about here?
One of our most important programs as an organization is a tactic to try to help youth express themselves and to generate ideas and to move forward with good things in their community. And so we offer some money to help them do that. So each year we hand out grants to youth aged between 14 and 24. If they've got an idea to improve the community, whether it's around mental health or homelessness or anything else that's happening, something in their high school they want to do, and you can get up to $1,200 for your initiative. So please look online for information about how to apply. Our deadline is October the 20th, and you can head to perthhuron.unitedway.ca to find out more.
Lots of great initiatives with United Way Perth Huron. And Ryan, just before we let you go, as we head into Thanksgiving Day weekend, we talk about, you know, lots that we are thankful for. Any other final thoughts before we let you go for the weekend?
Well, I'm so thankful to have a beautiful family and a beautiful friends and a beautiful community to live in. And I think it's also a time to reflect on maybe someone in our community that doesn't have all of that, right? So we try our best. We live in a beautiful place, but let's think of our neighbors.
Absolutely.
Not all of them have everything that we have.
All right. Well said, as always, Ryan Herb. And Ryan, we wish you all the best for Thanksgiving Day weekend, and we will catch up soon enough. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.